North Carolina is one step away from legalizing fracking. A state commission has spent the past 2 years writing a broad set of rules to cover how fracking will work in the state. About an hour ago, the commission passed those rules. WFAE's Ben Bradford has been looking over them and joins me now to explain. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Duncan.
So today's meeting's been in the works for a long time. How did we get here?
Right. So state lawmakers approved fracking 2 years ago. If you remember, Republicans and a few Democrats overrode then-Governor Bev Perdue's veto. And it actually happened when a Democrat opposed to fracking accidentally cast the deciding vote. There have been a couple of updates. Each year there's been small updates to that law since then. But the overarching structure stayed the same, which is that it tasked this commission, the Mining and Energy Commission, with writing rules for how fracking will work. So they approved the first draft this summer, and there was a public comment period, about 217,000 public comments. And then over the past couple of weeks, they've been considering changes to the rules based on those comments.
Okay, so just how tough are these rules?
Yeah, I think it depends on who you ask. Environmental groups in the state who are pretty unanimously opposed to fracking have generally said the rules are pretty tough compared to other states. I talked just a few minutes ago to someone from Environment California, Environment North Carolina. She argues they're still not enough to protect the environment, though. I think that's sort of the general philosophy that you hear from them. That said, there are about 120 rules, and it's pretty much the A to Z for companies that want to drill in the state. It's how they can apply, where, what, and how they can drill, environmental protections, permitting, how the state has to monitor and enforce those things. There are also rules about what kind of notice need to be given to the public, and how people can complain or petition against drilling companies and so on and so forth.
Well, is there anything that's not included?
Yes. The rule that says what companies have to disclose about the mix of chemicals they pump into the ground, that's a very big one. Fracking involves pumping water mixed with industrial solvents and other chemicals into the ground to crack rock and release gas and oil. So they passed a law that basically says everything is public record unless companies can prove it's a trade secret. Rules also don't include anything about what's called forced pooling, which is making some landowners sell the gas under their land if their neighbors want to sell theirs. The commission punted that one back to lawmakers.
And so we're one step away. What happens next?
Yeah, state lawmakers come back in January. Their rules review committee will vote. And if they approve this set of rules, state regulators could start permitting by this spring.
Ben Bradford, WFAE's Ben Bradford. Thank you very much.
Thank you.